This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so we had Black Friday, we had Cyber Monday, and now today we have Giving Tuesday. And it's one of my favorite days. This is something I'm very excited about because it was created, I guess, in 2012 to kind of remind people to be generous and to help others in their community and to help others who are less blessed and less fortunate than we are. Unfortunately, when some people hear Giving Tuesday, they're like, look, I'm already on a budget. I never recovered from the recession. Will my $5 or $10 even help? Well, one, yes, it will. I mean, if everybody gave $5, look at Bernie Sanders and, you know, his campaign. And what did he ask people to donate? $13? I forget. But anyway, a little bit does add up. But the other thing, too, is it's not all about money. You know, there are tons of different ways you could donate and help on Giving Tuesday. But, you know, there are some of you out there, and I totally get this, where you almost need to have an ROI, a return of investment. And I totally get that. I totally get that because you could spend your whole day doing charity work and then lose yourself and lose your house and lose your car because you're not working. And so, you know, some of you may be like, look, you know, I want to give, I want to donate, but I need to know there's something in it for me. And that's not a very easy thing to think about and to talk about because people are embarrassed having that thought, but it's a very common thought. A lot of people wonder if there's a secondary gain. And in fact, a lot of donations are made with a secondary gain, okay? That's not evil. I mean, that's why people have tax deductions. That's why we have tax deductions. I have a big company donates a crap load of money. They get something back out of that. They get a huge tax deduction. Or they get PR. Or they get marketing. So don't feel guilty about, you know, hoping there's some secondary gain. In my religion, in Judaism, we call it tzedakah. When you, do altruistic deeds or donate or charity work, but there's seven levels of it. And we've talked about this on the show, where the highest level of tzedakah is where nobody knows you did the donation. You don't know who got the donation. You just basically put it out there, whoever gets it, whatever, and there's no gain, you know, there's no, we call it covet, there's no, like, quan or, not notoriety, but infamy, you know, for you doing it, no credit, shall we say. Yet, one of the lowest levels of tzedakah, which still counts, is where you're like, all right, everybody, I'm giving the $10, I'm giving the $10, I'm donating the $10. That came from me, and I'm giving it to you, all right? And you know it came from me. Okay, I mean, you're still donating, but it's not as generous and altruistic. Not because of the amount, but because there had to be all that credit and had to be all that promotion. What's the word for it? Where's, you know, publicity. Okay? So, you know, there's various levels of it. You know, a lot of us, we donate, we know where it goes to. That's a high level, but not as high as, you know what, there's the money, there it is, whoever gets it, whoever needs it, takes it. Right? I personally like to do one of the lower levels where it's like I know where it goes, you know, and I also want to make it count, knowing that it's not going to go into somebody's coffer, that it's actually going to turn into something. So into a person's belly or clothe them. So I like to donate, actual objects. Yeah, I actually like to donate blood. People need blood. That, to me, is, I think, one of the easiest donations to do, and I know it's going to save up to 3 lives. So today I'm going to donate blood, and again, that's not supposed to be my tzedakah because I'm telling everybody about it, but it's just something that I want to do. I'll donate objects, I'll donate food, and yeah, I'll donate money too, as long as I know that it's going to go to the people and not, you know. Now, mind you, a lot of charities do have staff. They need advertising. They need a working phone. They need a building. So it's okay if money goes to administration. They need that. But, you know, I like to personally kind of see it go right to the person. But here's, for those of us that kind of need a little ROI, I'm going to tell you right now, when you donate or give, such as Giving Tuesday, I think it helps you more than it helps others. Because, I mean, a lot of us, we go through guilt. I'll tell you a little bit about my psychological psyche or physique or mental health. I'm very happy. I'm a very, very happy person, but on some days I'm not happy. Right? You know, I get down just like anybody else. But as soon as I get down about something, I'll quickly do something for charity because it makes you feel better. It's like, that's like my drug. Yeah, that and chocolate. Okay, and carbs. Although, look, I got my V8. I'm eating healthy now. But anyway, so whenever I feel bad about myself, like somebody makes me feel crap at work, or I just don't feel good about myself, I'll turn around and just do something for charity, whether it's donate or whether it's you know, help somebody, or I don't know. I have to do something charitable, and then I feel better again. And so every day I end up doing something, and I feel like I can live with myself. Also, you know, I don't really know if I get to go to heaven. You know, I mean, I've read the Bible, and I have not followed everything in that Bible to a T, by no means. So sometimes I kind of feel like if I do charity, I get some brownie points. Now, should I feel guilty about that? No. That's my ROI. That's my secondary gain. I feel like God's going to be happy with me, and I feel like I'm contributing to society, and I feel better. I get a euphoria from doing that. You know, maybe that's not the highest level of tzedakah or the highest level of charity, but I got to tell you, man, it makes you work. And so I don't mind if any of you guys, you know, get secondary gain and, you know, get some PR or get some marketing or whatever, as long as you're doing something for the community. And again, you don't necessarily have to donate, you know, like money and things like that. If you could donate blood, that'd be fantastic. American Red Cross, Vitalant, blood banks throughout the country could definitely use your blood. Volunteering. If you volunteer at a charity or a church or temple or whatever, that just saved that charity hundreds of dollars. Because they usually have to hire staff, especially this time of year when they need all hands on deck. So if you volunteer, you're basically like donating hundreds of dollars to them. And you're putting in your time, and it's rewarding. Another thing you could do if you guys don't have a lot of money is get the whole neighborhood in on a garage sale. Where have everybody bring like maybe 5 or 6 items. And then you sell the items, and then you guys use that money to give to a charity. So, you know, there's a lot of things you could do today. Giving Tuesday, one of my favorite days. I think it's awesome. And I wrote an article if you guys need some extra ideas. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so one of our listeners wrote, and you know you can ask questions at drdahlia.com. Go to our contact page or Dr. Dolly at hotmail.com, or you could call into our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. But one of our listeners thinks they're going to be getting canned in January. They want to be anonymous, and wants to know what should they do, but they get the feeling that they're going to get fired, that there's going to be a bunch of layoffs coming up in January. And, that stinks. You know, when you're at a job, you want to know that there's growth, longevity, there's a nesting that takes place, you know? And when you think that you're going to be out of a job, or your contract's not going to be renewed, or the axe is going to fall, you want to start planning a new nest. But you don't want to do that if you think you're jumping the gun and if you think you're being paranoid. And, you know, I've been asked by other listeners, how do you know it's going to happen and how do you know you're being paranoid? You know, what are the signs? Well, signs that you might get fired are pretty similar to relationships. Okay? If you start to see your boss get more distant, you know, if you guys were close, you guys might hang out, you might giggle or whatever. If you start to see them more distant, that means something could be coming around the bend. And it's not that they don't like you, it's that they want to make it easier for them when you go. You know, another thing is you don't see yourself recruited on a lot of projects, or you see yourself taken off projects. Now, just because you get taken off one project doesn't mean you're losing your job. You don't want to get paranoid. But if you notice that there's a lot of things that's in your area and you're not being utilized, yeah, that's a sign. Okay? And then there's, you know, if you work at a place where there's absolute jerks, you know, if you feel, you will a lot of times feel a vibe where you work, you know. If you detect something different, now remember, not just one isolated thing, because again, then you might be getting paranoid about it. But if you kind of detect, wait, it's different here. Nobody's giggling. Nobody's like, hi, how you doing? Nobody's really connecting, you know, with me or with each other. There's something going on. And when all else fails, ask. You know, ask for a one-on-one with your manager. Ask for a one-on-one. They may not tell you, but you'll be able to read some of their body language. So, you know, you're like, look, things are different around here. You know, there's some rumors that there may be some layoffs or I might be gone. You know, I have a family, so I'd like to plan ahead. I don't want to leave. I plan on working here forever. But is, you know, there's something I should know so I can, you know, slowly start to prepare. Now, if they look shocked, like, what are you talking about? No, those aren't, okay, you're like, oh, thank God, whatever. Okay, that's good. But if they're like, oh, no, you know, rumor's a rumor. If you could just pick up, you could just pick up on their body language, then you know that, you know, something might be coming around the bend. So now what do you do? Okay, you got a family to support. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are not spring chickens. You know, 21 years old, you lose your job, you could pick up another one fairly easily. 51 starts getting a little harder. 61, even harder. So the second, maybe not even the second, but even if you love your job, always make sure you have your resume ready to go. And always kind of have plan B. Well, that's the big problem. We don't plan. We don't plan. You know, when things are good, we don't store for the winter. How many of you guys have a pantry that has food for a good couple months? God forbid anything happens, like a big snowstorm or you lose power. And most of you guys don't. Yeah, you got some food in there, but, you know, you still have to cook it. I mean, how many of you have water supplies, first aid, everything ready to go, a suitcase to grab if, God forbid, you need to flee because there's some nuclear fallout? No, the majority of us don't. When times are good, we get complacent. Same thing with job. You have a good job, and you're like, I'm good. No. You never know. Somebody could sue your company, or there could be some real bad PR, and all of a sudden, they have to do layoffs. I mean, you can't predict the future. So what you do need to do is, even if you have a good job or not a good job or whatever, one, make sure your resume is good to go. And if you don't have a lot on your resume, you better start adding things to your resume. You know, again, just like a marriage and a relationship, you know. A lot of people get divorced or they lose their spouse and they aren't of the ideal weight. They haven't really taken care of their health. They haven't really kept up with their friends. A lot of us, when we get married, we blow off a lot of our friends. You know, because we're all in love, and then all we want to do is spend time with our loved one or whatever. And me and my husband, I made sure that we always had friends, and we always double dated and triple dated, because you want to keep up on how to be social. God forbid something happens, you got to be out there again, you know? So, you know, you need to keep up your skills. So if you don't know anything about Excel or anything about the new Microsofts or anything about, you know, certain PowerPoints or, you know, whatever, you need to get yourself, you could do some online courses on your own at home and make sure you're up to date on certain softwares. Why not? Maybe you want to, you know, maybe when, let's say you are into marketing. Okay, and you've been at a company now for 10, 15 years. Well, things have changed in marketing. There's a lot of different ways now to do presentations, things like that. Your company may be old school, or what you do might be a little, you know, archaic or whatever. But if you look for a new job, you might have to be, you know, comfortable with some of this new stuff. Who knows? Maybe there's even 3D software out there. So you better learn it. You might need extra credentials. Then you might want to get that online. Thank God you can now go back to college online. People can get degrees that they need online. So if you did get a job and you worked in that field for 20 years and now you think you're going to be screwed and you don't have a degree, you could start getting a degree online without having to miss work and go to school. I mean, your nights are going to be busy, but at least you could do that. So, everything's changing. I mean, Juul, who knows what's going to happen with them and the vaping issue. If they get sued or people blame them for the vaping crisis or the vaping deaths, whether you believe they're at fault or not, that industry's changing. In fact, I think they already let go a bunch of people in marketing. I mean, hospitals, medical centers, things are changing. You know, telemedicine is now growing. But if something happens to telemedicine, then there's going to be something else. I mean, I have never seen industries change so quickly as now. Now, maybe it's because I wasn't around in the 60s and, you know, 70s, I was really, really young. So maybe I, you know, but anybody that thinks their job is safe, I should just say, and not to get you paranoid, just think in the back of your head that there could be a change. And so with our listener who's worried that he might be out of a job in January, you get that resume up. All right, you start looking for jobs, right? You have plan B ready to go. Luckily, when you're looking for a job, it's easier than people posting a job. People posting a job, they have to spend a lot of money on Glassdoor and LinkedIn and things like that to post their job. I don't know all the names of the companies, but you could go ahead and look and you know, see what's out there. And if you really think you're going to be in trouble or there's going to be layoffs and you just don't feel secure, then start interviewing. Again, you don't want to jump the gun if you love your job. But if you're like, you know what, whatever happens, I need to, you know, prepare, then that's what you want to do. Then you want to start looking for jobs. You know, it's a shame that, you know, some of you guys are going through that. I think we've all gone through that in some part of our life. But a lot of us are unprepared. And any sort of credentials you think you need. I mean, there are so many people that are being passed over because they don't speak Spanish. They are bilingual. Well, then, you know what? You might want to learn Spanish. Learning a foreign language is not that hard. Everybody says, well, you got to be, you know, young. No. Okay? You don't always have to be young. You could learn another language. I've known many adults that have learned languages. And if you're in an industry where they really predominantly want bilingual, then learn Spanish. I mean, there's so many things you can do on your spare time to make yourself more marketable. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says NATO is getting much stronger.
We have a lot of countries stepping up and putting up a lot of money. The number as of this moment is exactly $131 billion. That's a year. But it's not enough.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are now attending a NATO reception hosted by Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace. California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris is dropping out of the presidential race, as she told staff on a call today. As far as what led to Senator Harris's downfall, Scott Bolden, former chairman of the National Bar Association, tells Fox News,
I think the number of candidates in the race, I think Biden hurt her tremendously in regard to the black vote. And you got to move. And the last, say, 3 to 6 months, we didn't see her moving in the right direction.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Jimmy Carter has been hospitalized for a urinary tract infection. He was admitted to a Georgia hospital over the weekend to receive treatment for a UTI. This is according to the Carter Center. He is, as you know, the 39th president. Still doing well. I believe he's, what, 95? Yeah, he's 95 years old. And he looks forward to returning home soon. Spokesperson Deanna Congilio said in a statement that President Carter was admitted to Phoebe Sumter Medical Center in Americus, Georgia this past weekend for treatment for urinary tract infection. He is feeling better and looks forward to returning home soon. No further details were released. So he's had a string of health challenges, as you know. He had an operation at Emory Hospital in Atlanta to relieve pressure from the brain caused by two recent falls. He had sustained a subdural hematoma, which is a type of bleed in the brain associated with a fall or a bursting of a blood vessel. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports that Carter was released from the hospital following that surgery on Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. And there were no complications for the surgery. So he was able to get back home, be there for Thanksgiving, but then unfortunately he had to go right back, this time for urinary tract infections. Apparently he had fallen twice in October, suffering injuries. At one time he actually suffered a pelvic fracture, breaking his hip, and in May he broke his hip. So he had a minor pelvic fracture in October, another one in May. He also had been diagnosed with melanoma. Everybody forgets. This was stage 4 melanoma that went to the brain. He had stage 4 melanoma that went to the brain, and he was able to fight that successfully. So he still teaches Sunday school, still helps build homes for Habitat for Humanity. And he actually, a few months after being diagnosed with melanoma, was reported to be cancer-free. So the former governor of Georgia served as president from 77 to 81. And who played him on Saturday Night Live? I forget. I don't know if it was Dan Aykroyd. I forget. But anyway, you know, unbelievable that, you know, he could still do this well. UTIs in an older man are not as rare as you think. And, you know, men will say, oh, you know, I got a UTI, so I need an antibiotic like my wife. It's really rare for a man to get a UTI, especially younger men. It's kind of rare because, you know, for women, the plumbing allows for easy passage of E. coli coming from the colon or bacteria from the colon going into the urethra, you know, because there's not really a lot of distance there, especially during sex. But for a male, there's a lot of space, you know, and it's really hard to make the jump from the rectum or anus to the penis in men. So you rarely see UTIs in men, but you do see them. So when a man does have a UTI, we need to get them in with urology to figure out why. You know, is there a little fistula where there's a little opening between the colon and the bladder? Or, you know, is there, you know, something else that could put them at risk, like a catheter? So if, let's say, Jimmy Carter has a catheter, which we don't know, a catheter is something we use to allow somebody to not have to get up and down to go to the bathroom all the time. And so when you have a catheter in there, it's a foreign body. And after a while, bacteria can settle on it, you know, because it's a catheter that's open to the outside. It basically is a tube that we put into the bladder, and then we inflate a balloon to keep it there. Otherwise, the tube will fall right back out. So you insert the tube. It's not very comfortable when you get a catheter, by the way. You insert the tube. Then you inflate at the end a little bit of air. It opens up a little balloon that won't burst because you only put a little bit of air in there. And then it keeps it in place. And then we change it out, you know, and actually it allows the urine from the bladder to go into a bag. And then we can change out the bag, empty the bag. We can also quantitate how much urine you're making. Now, a lot of times we'll put in a catheter if we're watching your kidney status. So we can make sure you're outputting enough urine. If you're not outputting enough urine, that means your kidneys aren't working. And the job of your kidneys is supposed to filter the blood. When the blood goes through the kidneys decide what to keep and what to dump. And the kidneys are vital, you know, for good health. And so if it's not making urine, that means it's not dumping stuff out that it should. And we all have things that need to get dumped. Extra sugar, extra salts, extra chemicals. So and urine is supposed to be sterile, but if you do have a catheter up in the bladder, you can unfortunately get a urinary tract infection. Some people ask, what's the difference between a bladder infection and a UTI? We kind of use the terms interchangeably. A bladder infection means the infections in the bladder or a cystitis. A UTI means anywhere along the urinary tract. However, we usually use UTI like for lower urinary tract, meaning bladder, you know, maybe inflammation of the urethra, whereas if the infection is near the kidney, we don't really call it an upper UTI. We basically call it pyelonephritis, or infection of the kidney. So UTI can be technically, by definition, anywhere along the urinary tract, but, you know, So hopefully he does well and is able to overcome this. I mean, he sure is a fighter. And it's, you know, whether you agreed with his politics or not, I think it's remarkable that we still have one of our former presidents, especially from decades ago, you know, still alive and kicking and helping others and, you know, making things happen. And, you know, the fact that we have this longevity till 95 and the fact that, you know, some of us could survive melanoma. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So it's fantastic. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for the first time in the United States, a heart from a deceased donor was successfully revived prior to being transplanted into a patient in need. Many times we need to keep organ donors alive so their heart is still beating. But this one was from a deceased donor, and they're able to revive the heart. They used an artificial circulatory mechanism at Duke University, according to the New York Post. Once the heart was beating, they were able to successfully transplant it into a patient who was a military veteran. This is according to a statement provided to Fox News from Duke Health. Jacob Niles Schroeder, director of the heart transplant program at Duke University, took to Twitter with the footage of the heart beating outside the human body. The physician, the same tweet said the occurrence was the first adult DCD, I think that means for donation after circulatory death, heart in the U.S. So to restart the heart outside the body, the doctors used warm perfusion. That's kind of a trailblazing technique that circulates blood, oxygen, and electrolytes throughout the heart that has been disembodied. And a warm perfusion, I guess, has been around now for the last few years. So the method now, being able to do this, could now expand the donor pool. So we have a huge shortage. We don't have enough people donating organs. And we, even if you do want to be an organ donor, if you're not found quick enough, shall we say, or still alive, I mean, where the organs are still alive and working, etc., many times doctors can't use it. You know, people say, well, why don't they just, you know, revive it? Like, well, the problem with the reviving is it all depends on how long somebody has died because they already have cell death. They already have destruction. You know, within hours of you dying and losing oxygen, you already start to have cell necrosis. So it would have to be very, very quickly. But they think being able to revive hearts, and again, I'm not exactly sure how quickly we need to get to the donor. They said it could basically limit it could improve our shortage up to 30%. It could decrease waitlist time, deaths on the waitlist, and excellent survival results. So according to a statement from Duke Health, heart donations have depended on the declaration of brain death. But the donation after circulatory death occurs after the heart stopped beating and the person's death has been declared. They say DCD transplantation is done regularly for the U.S. in the U.S. for organs other than the heart. But these DCD heart transplants have now been conducted in Europe and Australia. So this really is huge because we need hearts. A lot of people's hearts are failing. You know, we could do a lot, you know, with cardiac stents and, you know, keeping arteries open and things like that. You know, unfortunately, my father, he died of a massive heart attack. If this had happened in a hospital, he might have been able to be saved. But it happened at home, and he didn't. And he died right there on the spot, and nobody could revive him. You know? So this could save lives. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you all all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Will you guys school me on this? I'm really kind of shocked. As you know, I was in L.A. for Thanksgiving for a couple days, and we went to the farmer's market. Farmer's Market is near Fairfax. I think it's near La Cienega. And I forget. I think near Pico and all those kind of streets around there. I remember that's where my grandparents used to live. So I kind of know my way around there. There's near the La Brea Tar Pits, things like that. And one of my favorite parts of L.A., because I had good memories as a kid, there was like May Company. That was like a big, huge store back then. I don't know if they still exist. But what I'm a little shocked about is I heard that gas prices were dropping. And I guess gas prices are starting to go down a little bit. National average is about $2.50. Gas prices at AAA.com. Actually, guys, you guys got to check out the site. It goes through the daily national gas prices. And the current average... Regular is $2.59, mid-grade $2.92, premium is $3.18, diesel is $3 a gallon. Yesterday it was a little lower, $2.589 for regular, a week ago $2.588, but a month ago was $2.60. So technically, prices have gone down nationally. What's really cool about this website at gasprices.aaa.com is you could compare your state. So the highest recorded average was $4.11 back in July of 2018. So $4 a gallon was the highest recorded average price. So I'm going to tell you guys why I'm confused in a second here. The highest recorded average price was $4.11, and I guess that's an average. Well, I posted a picture on my Facebook and Twitter, I think, or maybe just my Facebook, where it was $5.49 a gallon at a Shell. Now, I don't have the cross streets. I know I was still in the Fairfax area. I was about a block or two away from Farmer's Market at the time. But regular was $5.49. Then $5.79. I can't read it because we were driving, you know, through the intersection, so I had to get it pretty quickly. And then I think premium is $5.99. So I guess it's regular, then unleaded, $5.79, or regular unleaded, premium, and then super premium, $5.99. $5.99 a gallon. $6 a gallon. So as I'm driving, and again, this was Friday, okay? Just this last Friday. I tell my husband, slow down when we were looking for gas. So I go, all right, slow down at the next one because I got to take a picture of this. Look, that sucker read $5.49 for the cheapest of the gas. Well, a block or two later, it was four something. Then a block or two later, it went down to the threes. So we stopped and got gas at the $3 one. But this is what I'm asking you guys. Will gas prices really vary like that? I mean, so like within blocks, you're paying almost $3 more a gallon just being a couple blocks away? How do gas stations get do that? I mean, I'm looking at all these reports on gas prices going down, and San Diego is having some nice drops in gas prices. I think Victorville is too, so there's a lot of places in California where it's dropping. And we are talking, I could walk from one gas station to another, and there'd be a $2-3 difference. Now, a lot of us forget that in certain areas around the city, probably if there's tourists, the gas prices are going to be higher. Whereas in more residential areas, it's going to be lower. But, I mean, California, everything's supposed to be expensive. And, I mean, farmers market that's been around for a while, I mean, it's not like the biggest draw in California. The biggest draw in California is like Disneyland, but I don't even remember near Disneyland prices that high. How the hell does a company get away with that? Now, I mean, supply and demand should dictate. Somebody should be like, no, I could just drive two more blocks to get cheaper gas. I've just never seen that. And maybe I'm naive. I don't know. So what's nice is when you compare states, I'm looking right now at Nevada because I live in Nevada. Regular gas way above current average. $3.27 over $2.59. Now that's funny because many times when I get gas, I'm up at $2.40. If you look at, let's look at California. California, I think their average is higher. The California average is $3.78 over the current average of $2.59. Now, I'm sure with California, I mean, this $5.49 really must have, totally tipped the scale on that one. New York, believe it or not, is cheaper than California. New York prices are $2.68 when the current average is $2.59. So that's interesting. What about Jersey? Jersey is less than average, $2.57 per gallon. What about Nebraska? Let's go Midwest. Nebraska, less than average, $2.44. Let's find Kansas. I have family in Kansas. Let me look up Kansas. Kansas, $2.31. It's even cheaper. So it looks like Midwest are lucky. What about Hawaii? Oh, my gosh. Hawaii, a lot more, $3.65 a gallon. That makes sense because it's Hawaii. Florida, below average, $2.42. Look up Minnesota. GCN is in Minnesota. It's less, $2.44. I really need to move to Minnesota. I got my license. I got my medical license in Minnesota. Yay! So now I can be the doctor for everybody at GCN. Yeah, they'd probably keep me busy. Well, you know what? They'd be healthier if they didn't have me to work with. That's the thing. You know? Yeah, I make my own work. Utah is up at $2.91. Wyoming. How's Wyoming? Wyoming's $2.73. All right, but let me just look up Seattle. Seattle won yesterday. Did you guys see the game? That was, I did have money on Seattle. $3.30 a gallon. So, I don't know. You guys could, Texas is down to $2.23. Apparently the South is a lot cheaper than the Midwest. And then, Maine is pretty cheap also. But yeah, so the West is really hitting it hard. I just didn't realize you would have that much of a change. That's kind of ridiculous. That's, you know, but I, you know, people take advantage. How did you guys do with the whole Cyber Monday thing? Did you get any good deals or did you end up spending the exact same? You know, I'm a little jaded. I was offered an opportunity to buy some wholesale products. And I'm like, no, that's okay. I go to Amazon. I'm like, no. You know, you can get wholesale from this site. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. So I go on the site. Price is maybe 2 cents less than Amazon. Watch the next year or two with what happens with a bunch of these stores and boutique stores. I unfortunately predict that we are going to see so many more stores buckle under, just buckle, because Amazon can beat the price, and Amazon does, can beat the shipping, lower price, lower shipping. I mean, I ordered groceries for the first time on Amazon. I did the Amazon Pantry. I didn't like it that much because you couldn't get it for a few days, the Amazon Pantry, and you have to add to order, of course, a certain amount or whatever, and I didn't have enough to, you know, make that free shipping, so I waited a little bit. But I got to tell you, the groceries seemed good. I told you guys I had one issue with Walmart when I had bought some soda for a party, and I did this 2 different times, and it had exploded, and it had smelled sour. So, yet, whenever I order stuff from Amazon, I don't have that issue. And again, I like Walmart. I'm a big fan, but, you know, Amazon is even beating them in terms of not having issues. So we'll see what happens. I feel guilty, guys. I really feel guilty that I'm kind of contributing to the loss of a bunch of our retail because I'm shopping online. But, you know, it's the way things are going. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away. Rebel.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.